Country Pop FM.
All right, Neil, be honest. How much did you miss the Bob Almanac during your week?
During my week?
I mean weekend.
Oh.
Sometimes you miss it during the week, too.
Yeah, I sleep through it. But
yeah.
No, I, you know, it's certainly in the back of my mind.
It's always at mybobcountry.com if you want to hear it, if you need it to fill a void.
That's good news.
Here it is today, the 16th of August. 228th day of the year and 137 days left to go. This date, 1896, old Skokum Jim, Dawson Charlie, and George Carmack discovered gold in Rabbit Creek up at the Klondike River. A tributary of the Klondike led to the Klondike Gold Rush.
Oh, sure.
Kind of a big day on this date, 1896, the Alaskan Gold Rush. Now, are you a bigger fan of Skookum Jim, Dawson Charlie, and George Carmack? Or do you like Big Sam, George Pratt, and Brother Billy too?
The latter.
North to Alaska. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92, which I think means 1902. I think I've looked into that.
Yeah,
because the North to Alaska thing was after the 1896 Gold Rush, I believe. Somebody can correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I really do think that the North to Alaska song is about something a little bit later, 6 years after the big Klondike Skookum Jim discovery.
Ah.
And Neil, if you had time or the gumption, you could look that up. But it's Monday. I doubt you have the gumption.
I don't
no
really.
Gumption. It's not gumption time. The first issue of Sports Illustrated published on this date. It's a picture of County Stadium, the Milwaukee Braves. I believe Eddie Matthews is at the plate. Sports
really?
Illustrated. Have you been a Sports Illustrated? It's been a while since I was a subscriber.
I was, yeah. I had
many,
it for
many,
several
many,
years.
Many years yeah. used to get it.
Yes.
And that was 1954. Sports Illustrated still going strong. Not as strong as a magazine. Probably more of an online presence now.
I would think, but, you know, old school here, I'd still get it as a magazine.
Gotcha. So, Paul McCartney and Wings, always a good opportunity to throw a tune on the almanac here. Hands Across the Water. Just read a real interesting piece about the construction of this song and the different movements that Paul McCartney used. Don't have time to get into it now, but it is quite fascinating. So, the reason we're doing this, it's Uncle Albert, it's Admiral Halsey. And Admiral Halsey in the news today. Bud Bull Halsey, the Admiral. He was Captain, then he was Admiral later on. He died at the age of 76 on this date. Five-star Admiral. U.S. 3rd Fleet Pacific during World War II. He's a good guy, that old Bull.
Five-star.
So that was his date in 59. Now, in 1962, Ringo Starr, after Pete Best had been fired by the Beatles as their drummer, Ringo Starr was picked as the replacement. And let's hear from Pete Best here. He's not happy.
The reason was given, I wasn't a good enough drummer. People who saw me play then and people who've seen me play since then have turned around and said, no, that wasn't the decision.
If you listen to his early drumming or hear any of his stuff, it was just as adequate a drummer as Ringo, if not better.
Then that opens up the enclave into what the decision was. And then he got all the other bits, jealousy, hairstyle, blah, 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 blah. Goes
Pete Best sounds like he's still a little bitter.
A little bit bitter.
Yeah, that was this day, 1962. They had their first concert 2 days later. Not a lot of time there for Ringo to get ready.
No.
And I think they were having their first recording session right after that as well. So Pete Best was cruising along, you know, one recording session, maybe all that it would take if he was on there, but apparently he wasn't meshing with the other boys, and it wouldn't have been the same without Ringo.
No,
I all due respect to Pete Best, he didn't have the personality of
charisma.
Ringo Starr, the charisma of Ringo Starr. I think it was a wise move, regardless of who was the better drummer, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? 1962.
Right.
There's more. When you're in a group like that, it's more than just about the drumming, Neil.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Even though there were some times where apparently Ringo would go out for yogurt or bangers and mash to bring them back, you know, to pick up over at the will call.
Sure.
And then they would bring in a different drummer for the recording sessions. I don't know if that's ever been confirm that that happened, but that's the rumor, that they would bring in a different drummer for the unbeknownst to Ringo Starr.
Right.
You've heard of that.
Yes, yes, I have. Oh, yeah.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30.
So the Monkees' first single, Last Train to Clarksville, released on this date. A lot of people compare them to the Beatles. Davy Jones gave him kind of that British sound at the beginning.
Yes, he
and
did.
The other guy, Michael Nesmith, and the whole crew, Peter Tork.
Michael
Don't forget
Nesmith.
About Aaron. I said him.
Oh, you did.
All right, let's see. We're going to move on. I said Peter Tork.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth one? I'm not remembering.
It's another...
Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz. It's another
so
Mike.
That's all four of them for a year. Way to go, Monkees. And, of course, they used that TV show to promote their music, and that was a pretty good decision.
That was good.
Yeah, that was back in 66. We're going to move ahead to 77 now.
Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. His road manager tried to revive him. He failed. A hospital tried to revive him. It failed. His doctor pronounced him dead at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
If I... David Brinkley, to me, is my all-time favorite.
You like his
even more
delivery
than Walter
style,
Cry, I do. Yeah. I really do. Neil Freeman, here today at the number 3 hole. That's kind of Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley. They had very, very... similar styles with their staccato delivery of the news. Wouldn't you call it a staccato delivery of the news? Elvis Presley dead, age of 42. It shocked the country, Neil.
I was
only 7, and I still remember it. I remember watching the coverage. I remember them showing the outside picture of that hospital in Memphis. And then when I lived in Memphis, I remember looking at that hospital, and I could remember them showing a shot of the hospital. Where Elvis was, and he died on this date.
I was getting ready for my freshman year in college. It was traumatic.
1977. How about 89? This song was released, Aerosmith, off of their big Pump album, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple trucks on the front. I don't know what they were doing, but they were on the front, a couple of pickup trucks. One hauling another one. Looked like something from nature. That was kind of a big one there for Aerosmith. They had a nice little resurgence there in the 80s, starting with the album prior to that, which I believe was A Permanent Vacation with Dude Looked Like a Lady.
Sure.
So that was in 89. Same day.
Buck Russell had always been the black sheep of the family.
I'm stunned that I'm related to you.
Oh! Until one night.
Buck, we have a problem with the kids. We're stuck for somebody to watch them.
Oh, please, not that.
If I had to do Fave 5 John Candy movies, Uncle Buck would be right up there to the, maybe that would contend for number one.
With Planes, Trains.
Along with, and Summer Rental.
Yeah.
And there are others. But to Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck is really good.
It premiered in theaters this day, 1989. Also 1989 this day, a solar flare from the sun creates a geomagnetic storm that affects microchips, leading to a halt of all trading on Toronto's stock market.
Huh?
Beware of the sun, Neil. The sun flares can get you, as they did 1989 in Toronto, and then 3 years ago.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, has died at the age of 76. She's been ill for some time. She had canceled planned concerts earlier this year due to health concerns.
So how about that? The same date of August 16th, Elvis passes in 77, Aretha passes in 2018.
Couple of heavyweights in the music industry.
King of rock and roll, Queen of Soul. You got a king and a queen.
That's pretty impressive.
Passing away on the same date. Birthdays now today.
When I do serve snacks, I always serve Hostess. Fruit pies, cupcakes, and Twinkies. Because Hostess stands for freshness. They love that moist, springy cake and creamy filling.
And they will be fresh for decades.
Yes.
Correct? So
they
that's,
don't lose their freshness.
Despite all of her great movies, Mildred Pierce, Rosemary, the best work that Anne Blythe ever did was in the commercials for Hostess Cupcakes, Twinkies, and fruit pies. Wouldn't you agree?
I would.
She sold a lot of Twinkies for that company back in the 70s. So Ann Blythe, 93 wow. today.
Hello, Batman.
You're a rare lady, Catwoman. You're right on time.
I'm rare. In more ways than that.
I'm glad you decided to surrender. We would have caught you eventually.
Do you think so?
Certainly, there's no escaping the inexorable law of justice.
The sexual tension between Batman and Catwoman.
It's unbelievable.
Was it palpable? It was palpable. It was there, especially in those TV, the 3 years that the TV show was on. And you had three different Catwomen, right?
She was kind of my favorite.
You had Eartha Kitt, Julie Newmar, I think, the first 2 years.
Right.
And then they did the movie, and it was Lee Merriweather. She was only in the movie as the Catwoman.
Right.
And then Eartha Kitt, I think, the last season of the TV show.
Right.
And they were all good.
They were all good.
Julie Newmar, thank you very much, Julie Newmar, 88 today.
All right, tell me about the stories. What kind of stories?
Oh, no stories.
No stories? So what is it?
What did you do today?
I got up and came to work.
There's a show. That's a show.
How is that a show?
Well, maybe something happens to you on the way to work. No. Nothing happens.
Well, something happens. Well, why am I watching it?
Because it's on TV.
Not yet.
He played the president of NBC on Seinfeld when George and Jerry were pitching their show about nothing. Mm-hmm. And he was outstanding because he looked very much like Warren Littlefield, the real president of NBC. His name is actor Bob Balaban. He's the big 72 today. Ever headed to the Twilight Zone?
I have.
It's 2 a.m.
Lead singer Barry Hay of Golden Earring, Radar Love, and this one in the 80s, Twilight Zone. 73 here today. This guy was a great actor. He was the father on Family Matters. He was, hey, welcome to the party, pal. Remember, he was Bruce Willis's good buddy in
sure.
Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Helping him out. Speaking of Twinkies, this guy loved Twinkies.
Yeah, he was buying them.
Yeah.
You sure you're not Pindanjara tribe?
No, man. Harlem Warlords.
you're a tribal.
Andy was the limo driver in Crocodile Dundee. That's Reginald Vell Johnson.
Love him.
He is 69.
Can't imagine that the love is new. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. But oh, it's too hot, lady.
Lead singer of Kool and the Gang was not a founding member, but they did not become the hit makers that they became until he joined the group, right, Neil?
I would agree. They had
Jungle Love, yeah. And they had some earlier 70s, but then...
This really took them over the top.
J.T. Taylor. James J.T. Taylor. Not to be confused with the other James Taylor.
Right.
This is J.T. Taylor.
You got something you want to say, brother?
He's asking Coolio to come on. That's a live version of Too Hot.
Like
J.T. Taylor.
I like it.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Have you always had an interest in coffee tables? Because, really, I love coffee tables. Oh. And I thought I was the only one.
See, the beauty of my book is, if you don't have a coffee table, it turns into a coffee table.
Genius. Absolutely genius.
Look at this.
Another Seinfeld clip. If you're anti-Seinfeld, I apologize. But, Neil, how many pieces of Kathy Lee clothing have you purchased? Kathy Lee Casuals. Do you have any of those in your closet? You should.
Not to my knowledge.
Because they are very, very good. That's Kathy Lee Gifford, 68 today. Her and Regis made a good team.
They did. Celebrate.
If we took the holiday. Madonna, 63. One of the biggest stars ever. Pop music. Actress.
I would agree.
Just children's books now.
It would be so nice.
know she had a lot of hits.
She did.
And you know, on her birthday in 2005, she was at her home and she actually fell off a horse and broke several bones.
Ooh.
Broke her collarbone, her hand,
ooh,
three ribs.
Ouch.
Ouch is right.
I suggest you get to back
straight.
How do
we know we can trust this guy?
Banning is ex-Special Forces, Ranger Battalion. He will move mountains or die trying. I know him.
Does anyone else in this room have any intelligence coming out of the White House?
Morgan Freeman with a little cameo here. Angela Bassett, 63. Do you like Olympus Has Fallen or White House Down? Which of those two? They're basically the same movies.
Same movie.
One had Jamie Foxx and another goofball, and the other one had Gerard Butler and Angela Bassett, Morgan Freeman. I like the Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah.
Because Angela Bassett was in it, and
she's
she was
good.
In the other, I think, London Has Fallen.
Right.
She's 63.
I love...
Wasn't Butler, though.
Carpet.
Some other guy.
I love... Desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
I think it was Gerard Butler was in Olympus Has Fallen. He was a Secret Service agent. Wasn't he the one that was in the White House?
Oh, was it?
Am I thinking of somebody else?
Who was the main star?
You're thinking of Gil Gerard, Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
Steve Carell, 59 here today. He was Michael Scott in The Office.
Oh,
that's what she said. Yeah. Daily Show, Bruce Almighty, Get Smart, 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is a funny man.
He is.
59 today. The Dixie Chicks, and I still call them the Dixie Chicks when they are performing a song that they performed when they were the Dixie Chicks.
Right.
Because I use the example of Jefferson Airplane when I play or listen to, Don't You Want Somebody to Love, that's Jefferson Airplane. When I listen to Marty Balin singing Miracles.
Right.
That's Jefferson Starship. And then when I listen to my favorite song of all time, We Built This City, that's just Starship.
Sure.
Hmm?
I get you.
So Emily Robison, her and her sister Marty have this new group called the Courtyard Hounds.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard about it. But,
I've heard of it, yeah.
I tell you what, both Emily and Marty, very talented.
For sure.
With the dobro and the banjo and all those great stringed instruments. Emily Robison now, 49 of the Dixie Chicks.
Okay. Channing Tatum was the guy I was thinking of.
Oh, you were thinking, yeah, that was, but that was in the other one.
That was
in the
one with Jamie.
That was White House Down,
yeah.
Not Olympus Has Fallen.
Right.
Which is the one I think we both prefer.
Did
we come to that conclusion? Yes. White Olympus Has Fallen.
Let's see, where are we at here? Gone but not forgotten. All right, college football and basketball Hall of Famer, Amos Alonzo Stagg, born on this day. The year was 1800.
Friends called him Double A.
Double A. Would you have, would we have enjoyed Felix the Cat without Otto Messner? I don't believe so. He gave us Felix the Cat, the wonderful one. We can't, we don't have time to go through the whole jingle. 1892. He was both Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett at one point. Fess Parker.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
TV theme.
Greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy.
Which is amazing. He played both Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. That's like the same actor playing Superman and Batman.
No kidding.
Think about that for a moment.
And there he is
singing.
Kill the creeks
with whip.
His own theme. Super skilled. Old Yeller and many others. If you like Daniel Boone, he's on every Sunday morning on INSP. That is Fess Parker, 1924.
You have the programming lineup for INSP memorized.
To a T.
Yeah.
Well, they were husband and wife, and they celebrated the birthday on the same day. Frank Gifford, also today.
It's the Miami Dolphins on a three-game win streak with Dan Marino at quarterback against the New England Patriots, led by veteran quarterback Steve Grogan. On ABC's NFL Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
That's good. Frank Gifford there. He was born on this day, 1930. Remember actor Robert Culp?
Hey, what are you doing?
I've come to save you.
You can't, man. I got a boat coming. Get out of here.
But I've come to rescue you.
You can't
rescue me now.
How come you always embarrass me when I'm rescuing you?
That's a clip, Neil, from I Spy.
Oh, opposite Bill Cosby.
Yes.
They were together. He was in many other shows. Robert Culp, born on this day, 1930. Emmy Award-winning singer. She was one half of Steve and Edie, Edie Gourmet.
Money, maybe we're ragged and funny,
but we'll travel along singing a song. Side by side.
Oh, they were gold together there, Steve and Edie.
It was a Hollywood love story.
It really was. The lovely Edie Gourmet, born on this day, 1931. And we lost him last year when we lost so many great country artists. He's Billy Joe Shaver.
Got a good Christian raising and a great education. Ain't no needin' y'all to treat me this way.
Go, Eddie.
Willie Nelson called him the greatest living songwriter.
He is a great songwriter, singer, and his kid shredding the guitar there.
Willie was just in town. Was it Waite Park?
Yeah,
I
heard that.
Private event. We got a note that he was a private event, Waite Park.
Who put up
the
dough
for that?
Over
the weekend on Friday. Somebody did. Somebody with a deep checkbook.
No doubt. Billy Joe Shaver there, born on this day in 1939. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Montgomery Gentry? Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the Livin' Music Festival,
yeah,
right?
Get Busy Livin'
Music Festival coming up in September. So you got one in every crowd from them.
Nice.
Travis Tritt, Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man. Or Tanya Tucker, she's going to put on her walking shoes.
Ooh, good ones today. All good, always. But yeah, let's go Montgomery Gentry there.